Rather be saved than anything I can think of. And I'd rather be saved than everything you can think of. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Oh, yeah. Numbers chapter 13. I appreciate the presence of the Lord. And I thank God when the Lord's just easily entreated. Friend, if you need help this morning, you can get it. And I'm glad God set it up that way. I'm glad we walk into, we call it a church, and thank God it is, but I found it to be much more than that. I found it to be a resting place on my journey in the wilderness. I found it to be a hospital when I've been sick and wounded. I go on and on. I found it to be an orphanage for those that's on the outside that need to be adopted. I don't know where you're at, but I know this, you're in a good place. Numbers chapter 13. Going to skip around, just read a little bit. The Bible says in verse 2, verse 1 said, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Send thou men, that they may search the land of Canaan, which I gave unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall you send a man, have one a ruler among them." Verse 17, the Bible says, down there in verse 17, said Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and he said, "Get you up this way, southward, and go up into the mountain." He said, "See the land, what it is, and the people that dwelleth therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many. And the land that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, what cities they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds, what the land is, and whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not, and be ye of good courage." He said, "Bring of the fruit of the land." Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. Verse 26, the Bible said, "They went and they came to Moses and Aaron, to all the congregation of the children of Israel, unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and they brought back word unto them, unto all the congregation, and they showed them of the fruit of the land. And they told them, and they said, 'We came to the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey. And this is the fruit of it.'" He said, verse number 28, "Nevertheless, the people be strong and dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there." And I want you to notice, he said, verse 29, "Amalekites dwell there in the land of the south. The Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan." One of my favorite verses, verse 30. He said, "And Caleb stilled the people before Moses, and he said, 'Let us go up at once and possess it.' He said, 'For we are well able to overcome it.'" Heavenly Father, we bear our head before you this morning. And God, I certainly thank you for the good choir singing. I thank you, Lord, for everything we've heard and felt today. I thank you, Lord, for the good Sunday school hour. I thank you for the prayer room you helped us in. I thank you for the songs of Zion. Lord, I thank you, God, for the good testimonies. Lord, we thank you, God, that you are, Lord, the dearest friend we've ever had. And I'd pray for a few minutes of time. Oh, God, you'd help us. Father, I pray that you'd fix our heart and our mind on the Lord Jesus Christ. And God, we cannot help, Lord, how folks came in, and Lord, nor how they received the word of God. But God, I pray that you'd help me not to say anything dumb or foolish or out of the way. I pray this morning, oh God, that you'd help us to be under the unction and the anointing of a holy God. Father, we love you today. We thank you for everything you've done for us. I pray all these favors in Christ's lovely name. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I was just thinking about this, and again last week I told you, been in my heart for some time, and looking about this thought on, there are some crowds that I am not going with, and I'm not going with that crowd. I thank God that's going against the word of God. I was thinking about this, and even this very week that came out to play, and there's a fella standing on one side and wanting us to be a part of something, and boy, I believe with all my heart. I mean, listen, they're probably a good feller, and all that sort of thing. But my friend, if there's ever a time, and I mean this about it, I mean this about you, I mean it about me, beloved, if we ever go against this book, we are in trouble. Ain't no holding hands with folk that's going against the old authorized King James Version. Amen. And thank God, I believe that's right. Listen, friend, I'm not going with that crowd. And here we find, y'all know the story, and they're getting ready to enter into Canaan's fair land. And God's been so kind to them. And my friend, getting ready there, and a spied out, and all they got to do to enter in, all they got to do to go over to the other side, is to walk in that city and come back and tell what good things are there, and just according to what God said, and there'd never be no 40 years of wandering, and it just walked right in. I mean, listen, thank God. And brother, you was talking about them fighting. He wouldn't have had to fight. And God had already promised them he'd dispossess the entire enemy. All they had to do is believe God. All they had to do is walk in and say, God said it, and are we just going to go with God? But instead, you know the story. Have they begin to rely on man's wisdom? Have they sent in 12 spies? And to thank God, when they marched through the land, they came out the other side. And they said, well, I tell you, they said everything there is just like God said it was. And the land's flowing with milk and honey. They said, thank God, here's some fruit. But said, we can't do it. And nevertheless, that's a rough crowd down there. Hey, listen, thank God. And in spite of all that, they brought back an evil report. 10 out of the 12 came back. And they said, they just ain't no way that we can have what God said we could have. And they just ain't no way that we can be where God said we could be. And they just ain't no way that we can enjoy what God has said we could enjoy. And I want to preach on this thought. I ain't going with that crowd. That's going against the will of God. Amen. And now listen, I can't put no desire in your heart. But I can tell you this. I said it the other night and I mean it. And my friend, if you're a part of that group that don't think God can do anything anymore, you stay as far as me, far away from me, as the east is to the west. Amen. I'm not interested in it. And we've got so many naysayers in our day. And thank God, listen, I still believe we can have everything God said we could have. Don't you think that's right? I believe we can have joy that's abundant that the world don't understand. We can have peace, thank God, and that passes all understanding. I believe, thank God, right here, right now in 2024, and we can have revival because the Lord said we could. Amen. I believe we can still see folks saved. I still experience the presence and the power of God. And my friend, I say, everything God said we could have, we still can have. Amen. Oh, but listen, I know how it is. And we stand in this time, and where folks aren't much interested in the will of God. Oh, hear me, friend. I want you to listen. I got a whole message one day. Maybe Lord help me preach on what the will of God is. But for the sake of this morning, let's make it real simple. I tell you the first thing the will of God is. It is in being what God said to be. Amen. Don't you think that's right? I mean, that's pretty simple right there. I tell you this, if you're lost, and the will of God's for you to be saved. Amen. That's in being what God said you could be. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Hey, listen, thank God. I want you to hear me, friend. That's in being what God said you could be. For folks that are saved, that's in being holy. For God said, amen, be ye holy. For I am holy. But not much folks interested in that. And not most folks interested in being what God has said they ought to be. Amen. And but listen, I ain't going with that crowd. You do whatever you want to. Go wherever you want to go. But I'm telling you, all I can make a decision for, here's what I got thinking about this week. Here's how I feel sometimes. Sometimes I feel like we stand up here and listen and we are hollering. I do whatever we do. I try to preach the best we can. I try to follow the Lord. And despite all that, sometimes no matter, even when we sit in the house of God and folks know what's right, are they still going to go out? Are they going to say, I'm not going in the will of God? Amen. And listen, that's been a bothering me. But I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I can't make up my mind for the other 10. I can't have no. Listen, if you want to go and you
you want to bring an evil report. Hey, you want to play church. Hey, thank God you want to just come in and out. Hey, listen, never give over to God. That's between you and God. Amen. Hey, but I'm telling you, thank God. I think the people of God ought to be interested in the will of God. Amen. Oh, yes. Hey, listen, I'm telling you, we sit in a place how the will of God's real simple. It's in being what God said to be. And then secondly, the will of God's real simple. It's in doing what God said to do. I mean, this ain't calculus, amen. This ain't some high-level achieving math. This is low-hanging. First grade kindergarten, second grade, third grade. If God said do it, I think we just ought to do it, don't you? Hey, listen, amen. I mean, I figure... That's what I figured this morning. I figure the longer this message goes, the more we'll figure out whose crowd is who. Amen. That's what I think. Amen. Have we got all kind of folk and to listen, and they put the Bible under their arm, but they'll not abide by the words that's in it. And they'll put her under there, and they'll say, I believe every word of that Bible's true. But believing every word of it's true, that has very little impact if you never apply what it says. Amen. We're living in a great day of deception where folks are standing in the house of God. Hey, listen, they go through and they say, yes, that's right. But then they're not interested in doing it. I'm telling you, the will of God is not just in being. The will of God is in doing. Amen. And that's the will of God. I believe the will of God be summed up in this. And be going where God said to go, don't you think? Amen. Thank God. It's in doing what God said to do. It's being what God said to be. It's going where God said to go. Hey, listen, I'll tell you this. I think it. And now again, for the sake of offending everybody in the first 3 minutes of the message, and there's a good chance that'll happen, all right? But here's what I was thinking about the other day. I was talking with a fella about witnessing one time, and he said, oh, Brother Kevin, he said, I wait till God lays somebody on my heart. And when God lays somebody on my heart, I go talk to them. And well, that sounds spiritual, amen. And the only problem with that is if you ever ask that crowd, how many people's the Lord put on your heart in the last year? It'll be two or three people. And that's contrary to the scripture, amen. Hey, listen to me. And the will of, listen, if you tune out every other thing, I want you to hear what I'm saying right now. And the will of God is not in you doing what's in your heart. And the will of God is in doing what's in His heart, amen. I don't have to wait. I thank God for somebody to get on my heart. And they're already on His heart, amen. And I know it because He said, for God so loved the world and He gave His only begotten Son. I'm telling you, I already know that they're in His heart. And so my responsibility, and again, in the will of God, is to conform my heart unto His heart. Let my actions do His will. That's the will of God. Amen. Oh, listen. We can stand in this time. We can make excuses. Everybody all right? Smile at me right there. Amen. Thank God. I mean, we come to the house of God here. That's what I'm talking about. I ain't interested in that crowd that's going against the will of God. You'll find Caleb comes down here. And Joshua comes down here. Last time I checked, they all saw the same things. I mean, Caleb didn't get to see nothing and nobody else got to see. I mean, they all saw the same fruit. They all saw the same land. They all saw the same cities for 40 days. They all experienced the same thing. And when they came back out, ain't it amazing how 10 of them, and they said, listen, and God can't do it in this day. But old Caleb looked over at them. He said, we're well able, amen. And I don't know about you this morning, but I'm going to tell you, thank God. Don't you guess God's still able, amen. I mean, standing right where we're at. I'm going to tell you why I'm against that crowd and why I ain't going with them and why you ought not go with them. Everybody look up here at me. Hey, it's a crowd, and if you're ever going to be something with God, you're going to have to stay away from them, amen. And right here we find them. Watch what you find in your Bible, and just stay tuned, friend. In verse number 27, and the Bible says this, and they said that they all, and they saw the flow, that it flowed with milk and honey. They saw the fruit, but in verse 28 it said, nevertheless the people be strong. I thought the first thing I can find about this rebellious crowd is that they're they're a distracting crowd. And they're always focused on what's wrong, and they never do see what's right. Amen. I mean, you get around them, thank God. I don't like to be around them. I mean, now listen, you may be by your very nature, but you get around somebody, it's how this happens. They'll say, oh, Brother Joe, that's how I like that, Brother Kevin, but you know what I don't like. And before very long, they're distracting you right there. I'll say, you know, I like going to church, but I tell you what I don't like. And now listen, every time you get around that crowd, and they're always talking about somebody, and they're always putting somebody down, and they're always talking about some church, and they're always being negative. Hey, listen to me. Just stay away from me, all right? I mean, listen, just treat me like I got COVID every day of my life. I put about 6 foot of distance between me and you, and thank God, stay away, amen. Oh, listen, they'll distract you. You get in this place, you get to reading that Bible, and before very long, you get to thinking how big God is, and then all of a sudden, you'll get around some naysayer, and they'll say, man, God don't move like that no more. And before very long, you know what happens to you? You got to be taught this. Y'all listen to me. You got to be taught that God's not doing anything. Somebody around you's got to teach you that. Somebody around you's got to influence that, because it sure enough wasn't God, amen. You didn't get it out of God. You didn't get it out of the Word of God. As somebody sitting next to you had to be the person to look at you and say, well, listen, it just ain't like it used to be, amen. And well, thank God, hey, listen, all I can say is this, God's just like He used to be. And the Bible's still just like it used to be. And thank God, and if you want to, it can still be the same in your heart, amen. Just be the same. Stay away from them. Hey, it's a crowd and they're distracting. I mean, every time that God's dealing in your heart, every time about the time you're getting ready to do something that's right, there'll be somebody come along and they'll say, well, you know, it's about turkey hunting time, ain't it? Ain't that right? They'll say, well, it's about turkey hunting time. And you know that crowd, there'll be two people sometimes. Sometimes it's husbands and wives. And I told you this may get just a little, rocky in your life, amen. Sometimes we'll get husbands and wives, and we'll get a wife or we'll get a husband. One of them will decide, I'm going to do what's right. And before long, they're trying to drag around some dead weight because their other spouse ain't much interested in doing what's right. And before long, you know what they'll say? They'll say, I don't know even what the point is in trying to fight against that crowd. And so they just sit down too. Amen. I'll tell you what y'all do. Y'all ask God just to give you a bigger engine. Thank God. Hey, listen, to give you a better transmission. Hook up to them. Thank God. And drag them till they see the promises of God just the way they are. Amen. I'll tell you, friend, I think the husband, and you say, my wife won't help me. I'll tell you what y'all do. And just go bury yourself in the closet and just get to crying out to God and begging God for help. And I'll promise you, there'll be some time he'll hear that prayer come by. It done something for me, amen. And when folks was calling out my name, I have little doubt that prayer's still effective, amen. And we've got husbands trying to do that. And then we've got wives over there, and the wives open their Bible. And listen, in our church, it probably works like this. This is how most of our ladies are. I mean, you look at their Bible, and it's marked up all over it. I'll ask their husbands where theirs is at, and they ain't seen it, thank God, since 1944. Amen. I'm telling you, listen, friend. God help us. Amen. Hey, listen. There's going to be a day. Look up here at me, big boy. There's going to be a day. You're going to stand at the judgment seat of Christ, and you're going to give an account out of the will of God for your family. Amen. You mark it down. You can scoff at it. You can laugh at it. You can go on about your day. But I'm going to tell you, there's going to be a day you're going to stand before God. And when you stand before God, and He wants to know why in the world you're more interested in everything in the world except leading your family, I'm telling you, listen, that's a distracting crowd. You're not just giving account for yourself, but the fact that you distracted your whole family from serving God. Amen. I told Davis just the other day, I said, I am not raising soccer players. Look up here at me. I'm not raising hunters. I'm not raising pharmacists. Somebody help me. I'm not raising lawyers. I'm not raising doctors. I told him I had but one goal, and that's to raise godly young men. And anything less than that, I have missed the mark. If thank God they're not godly, my friend, but they're a professional in 42 things. Hey, listen, thank God. Hey, be professional doctors. Hey, be professional lawyers. Hey, be professional pickleballers. Hey, whatever in the world they're going to be. And they're not godly. We have missed the mark. Amen.
You've missed it. We've missed it.
Amen. Is that right or not right? See, there's a crowd, they'll distract you. We're so distracted in our age. Most folks have never listened to me. I promise you, I'm not trying to be rough. I'm just trying to be honest. I'm trying to be honest with you. Most people that are Christians have never even sought the will of God for their life. Never even sought it. Don't know what it is. Talk to them, what's the will of God for your life? They have no idea. They're just floating through life, hoping that everything goes good. This crowd's a distracting crowd. This crowd's a doubting crowd. Watch what your Bible says. I want to stay real close to it here. Verse number 31. Well, amen. Somebody would like to pray for us. You go ahead and pray for us. It's getting a little stiff up here. Amen. Verse 31, the Bible says this. He said, but the men that went up with him, they said, we be not able to go up against the people. You know what this crowd was? Hey, it was a doubting crowd. I mean, they'll distract you from serving the Lord, and they'll also sow doubt in your heart as if you can't serve God. Amen. They'll say, well, now listen, I know that you know they could, and I know that probably God can, but you know we can't. Amen. And that's usually what they say. And you notice in this passage of Scripture, and they got a prayer, and there's just 10 of them started off, and before very long, they had shipwrecked over 600,000 footmen. It started as a small little thing of some folks that just doubted what God could or could not do. And thank God, but listen, I'm here to remind you, ever what God has done, He still can do. If you doubt it, that's on you, not on God. Amen.
Well, listen, amen. I might have to break this up in 5 or 6 messages. Amen. I'm getting stuck in a point or two. Folks in a place where they're doubting. You stand in this place, you get around somebody that's doubting, and then before long you'll start doubting. Yeah, this is how this works. We'll get up there and we'll get to praying for somebody that's sick, and then, you know, as soon as they get done, we'll say, now if I was you, I'd go down here to this doctor, somebody help me right there, and say, I'd take this. And then they'll say, hey, Brother Kim, what do you think? Well, I think we just done it. Ain't that what we do when we pray? Is that right or not right? I mean, is he the great physician or is he not? Can he do what he... I mean, can he still give sight to the blind? Can he still raise the dead? Can he still help the lame to walk? I mean, either he can or he can't. Which side are you on? Which crowd are you with? You with the crowd that thinks he can or can't? I want to know what crowd I'm among. If you think he can, just raise that hand right there. Are you sure about that? Now, if you think you can't, just go ahead and raise that hand. Well, there's nobody in here raised your hand, but I'll tell you, there's some folks thought it in their heart. You know why you didn't raise your hand? Because you think there's more in this crowd that thinks he can than there is in your crowd that thinks he can't. That's the power of influence. I want you to listen to me. Now, you get around a bigger crowd outside of the church house. Everybody in here, by and large, thinks God can. You get around your crowd outside church, thinks God can't, see what kind of influence it has on you. I hope our youngins will be listening right there. There's a doubting crowd. There's a distracting crowd. But I want you to watch this. Verse number, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse number 7. I want you to turn there with me, will you? Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse number 7. Deuteronomy chapter 32. You give me a second and I'll get there. Deuteronomy chapter number 32, verse number 7. He said, remember the days of old and consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father and he'll show thee, the elders, they'll tell thee. Ask some of them whether God can or can't. You know what you'll find out? There's a whole group of folks that still believe God can. Listen,
Hey, some crowds we're going to have to stay away from in our day. Crowds that distract, crowds that doubt. These crowds that will discourage. First time you ever find the word discourage in your Bible, it's referring to this crowd right here. He said they discouraged the hearts of the people. Now listen, whoever you're around does one or two things for you. They either encourage you to the things of God or they discourage you to the things of God. You know what the word discourage literally means? It means to remove courage. That means that 600,000 that was courageous. That means they was 12, walked in that place, had courage. And all of a sudden 10 came out and they said, listen. They said, we can't do what needs to be done. And you know what ended up happening? Y'all know what ended up happening? Everybody got discouraged. And we're living in a time, and if you talk to people, they'll say, Brother Kevin, I'm just so discouraged. So discouraged. I don't know why. The Lord's coming. Amen. If you're saved, you're going.
Amen.
This ain't probably the time to be discouraged. Y'all guess that's right? This is the time to be encouraged. But there's an entire crowd, and if you ain't careful, they'll get to run. Our preacher's got to be careful what crowd they run around. They'll discourage you. Listen, let me give you one more, and then I want to be done. Open up your Bibles. That's back in Numbers chapter number 31. Numbers chapter 14, rather. Stand to your feet. I'm going to read this to you. Numbers chapter 14, where I'm going to be turning at. I want you to see this. I want you to see why we ought not be going with this crowd. Here's what the Bible says in Numbers chapter 14, verse number 28. He say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. He said, your carcasses shall fall in the wilderness. Listen, I'm going to tell you why I ain't going with that crowd. I know what the end is of them. They're discouraging, they're distracting, they're doubting. And right here we find how God feels about them. He said, they're going to die in the wilderness. They're going to die. As close as they ever got was just being able to hold the fruit. That's it. They saw a few things and nothing else. And you get right here in this passage of Scripture. God said, that's fine. I want you to look at me. I'm done preaching. I want you to look at me. You know why religion and old time religion is dying in America? Because we're going with the wrong crowd. You know why marriages are dying in our homes? Around the wrong crowd. You know why our kids' carcasses are dying in the wilderness instead of going on for God? Going with the wrong crowd. Listen, at some point in time, you're going to have to decide what crowd you're going to go with. Choose wisely. You choose the wrong crowd, and it's going to shipwreck you for the rest of your life. Matter of fact, in the next chapter, they decide they're going to go ahead and do it anyway. And they found out you'll do it on God's time or you'll not do it. These folks, they'll say, well, I'll tell you, I'm going to get this behind me, and then I'm going to serve God. No, you won't. No, you won't. I'll tell you what you'll do. You'll serve God on His terms or you'll not serve Him. Everybody all right there? Listen, come play something. Where are you at? I'm just purposing my... Listen, what crowd are you going to go with? What crowd are you going to go with? There's some crowds that you're just going to have to be careful of. And if you're part of that crowd, you probably ought to get out of it. Don't you think that's right? Probably ought to get out of it.